إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that in the end, the only thing which counts before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is action, is amal. It is not how much you know, but what you do with what you know, which makes a difference. The reason I'm saying this is today that Alhamdulillah, the good side of the story is that people are interested in Islam. They want to learn. They take the time, they spend money, and they go to courses, they enroll in courses and so on, and they learn. But how much of what they learn, they apply, is a different story. Now, I'm not here to cast aspersions on anybody's application or anybody's abilities, but I'm just saying that if I look at the actions of people who go to or who study Islam regularly, then we have to ask a question. And the question is that how much of that Islam which they learnt is actually visible in their lives. The very important thing to ask ourselves in everything is, what is it that I am using, what is it that I am doing in my life? Recently I was teaching a course, 2 days ago, yesterday I was teaching a course in Dhaka, and at the end of the course I asked people to share their goals. So what are your goals after this course? And two things I noticed. One was, almost 70 to maybe 80% of what I heard was what people wanted to do to others. I will correct this, I will correct that, I will do that, I will do this. Very few people talked about what they will do to themselves, their own lives. The second thing which I noticed was that almost, again, a vast majority of people, maybe 80-90% of them, what they talked about is what they want to learn. For example, somebody said, I want to complete Hifz of the Quran. Somebody said, I want to study this book. Somebody said, I want to study that. I want to go to this course, that course. But I was trying to listen for an answer to say, if somebody would say, I would like to practice the Quran. I would like to practice what I already know. I would like to put into practice what I already learnt. Now, I didn't hear that. Now, this is not a reflection on the people of Dhaka or anything like that. The key thing is that this seems to be the norm, this seems to be the unwritten norm with ourselves. Two problems. One is we are more focused on others than on ourselves, and two, we are more focused on collecting information rather than applying that information so that it becomes valuable and useful for us. Therefore, I remind myself and you that it's far more useful to learn one thing and apply it than to collect a whole bunch of learning and not apply it. Because knowledge that is not applied is not only not beneficial, but it is also a liability, because that knowledge then becomes a witness against us when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we definitely don't want that. Very, very important for us to focus on application. And therefore, I would like to remind myself and you, let us make action plans, the action plan must focus on what is it that I am going to apply in my life. Not what will I learn, not what will I tell somebody else to do, but what will I do for myself in my life? What will I apply in my life? That is the key question to ask ourselves. Knowing how to cook a dish will not fill the belly. Eating food is what will fill the belly. Memorizing a recipe book will not fill the belly. Actually eating the food is what will fill the belly. And therefore, the focus must be on that. On saying, what will I eat? How can I eat something? Not memorizing a recipe book or learning about a particular learning how to cook a dish and then not cooking it. And the same analogy applies to any form of learning, whether it's Islamic or whether it's anything else. Knowledge or learning must be translated into action. And I want to end with that and say that is what we need to focus on and say, what will we apply in our lives? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and possible for us to apply and to focus ourselves on what is to be applied. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك الرحمن.